This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The high-paying jobs in this economy, banking and high-tech consulting too, probably, they demand 60, sometimes 70 or more hour work weeks. Here's the thing, though. Low-wage work, especially when you're juggling a couple of three, four jobs, demands that many hours just to make ends meet. So consider that the setup for today's installment of our ongoing series, My Economy.
My name is Louise Eberle. I'm 32 years old, and I live in Columbus, Ohio. When I graduated from college, I moved to New York from the Midwest, and I was interested in being where the arts were. I was a modern dancer, but since that doesn't pay a whole lot, I picked up a bunch of other jobs, all kind of part-time and gig work. I felt like I had very little leverage. You know, I'd have this employer would offer me good wages, but a really, unreliable schedule. There'd be occasions that I, had an employer that I was like, look, I like this job. I like this line of work. But I need to know from week to week what I can expect to make so that I can plan my life accordingly. And I felt really prepared. I like coached with a friend to like go in with my pitch to be like, I need to make this much and I need to be able to count on this amount of work. And my boss was kind of just like, yeah, good luck with that. This is what it is, and you're welcome to walk. When I was 29, I moved back to Columbus, Ohio, which is where I grew up. So I went back and did a number of like education classes and student taught. And this is my first year as a full-time public school teacher. I love being around young people, but a big part of the appeal of teaching was that it's a union job and it's just super clear what the salary scale is this year, and I know what the salary scale is for the following year. The idea of being able to know that I'll have enough and to be able to predict and plan and have some sort of stability is like far more enticing than the idea of accumulating, a large amount of wealth. I have, a 40-hour week contract, and something that's really nice about that is I am able to leave at the end of the day and have my evening ahead of me to do the things that make me feel well, whether it's go to yoga class, work in my garden, make healthy dinners with my partner. I don't feel that I have to prove my dedication by staying late at night. I don't feel like I look uncompetitive compared to my coworkers if I'm not working 50 or 60 hour weeks.
Louise Eberle, she is in Columbus, Ohio. Let us know what's happening in your economy, would you? You can do that at marketplace.org.